The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Ecclesiastes reminds us, wisdom is better than might. Gracious God, we ask that you grant us wisdom in these unusual and uncertain times. Show us the path of your faithful servants, and grant us courage to walk that path. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was a sharp one.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 13th day, Monday, February 27th, 2017.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized. Close.
President, I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to introduce very special guest, on your left and my right are physical therapists from my district. Here today with us, we have Dana Martin, Casey Neuner, Brandon Fletcher, Katie Bridgman, Caitlin Davidson, Savannah Dollinger, Ricky Morris, David Rice, Jordan Woodall, Brooke Rains, Patrick Perry, Lila Porter, Megan Adams, and they are here today. My very personal favorite is Jill Gamblin because she's put me back together multiple times. And they're here today to make sure that we know what an asset they are to our state. Would the body please welcome them?
Would the guest of the Senator from Callaway please rise and be welcomed into the Missouri Senate? Introduction of guests. Senator from the Second, what purpose do you rise?
To introduce some very special guests.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your right and my left, we have members of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. They help with public policy issues and legal issues facing people as they age and people with disabilities. I'd ask them to rise and receive a very special welcome from this body.
Would the guests of the Senator Second please rise, and would the Senate please welcome them to the Senate chamber? Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. We have members of Crowder College and the staff members. Today we have Andy Wood, Chair of the Board of Trustees at Crowder, Diane Andrus, Trustee, Jack Andrus, Diane's husband, Dr. Jennifer Methvin, President, Grant Phillips, the Crowder College dual credit student, and also Amy Rand, Tiffany Slinkard, Dr. Melissa Oakes, Melissa Smith, Eddie Phillips, Curtis Daniels, Jerry Phillips. Would ask the Senate make them feel welcome in the upper gallery.
Would the guests of the Senator Newton from please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution. Do you care to explain your resolution, Senator?
Mr. President, just briefly, if this resolution is approved, it will establish a task force on retail electric competition and the restructuring of the electric utility industry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Your resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolution, Senator from the 11th. Purpose to rise.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution. I'll send it forward, and there's no explanation necessary.
Senator from the 11th, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a single bill. I am sending it forward, and there is no explanation needed. Thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 488, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state properties.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, and there is no explanation necessary.
Send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 489, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the regulation of coal combustion residual units.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise? Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 490, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to suicide prevention training for healthcare professionals.
Introduction of bills. Senator from... Oh, I'm sorry. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
I just wanted to briefly say that it was surprising to me, as it will be to many of us in this chamber, that many healthcare professionals who deal in the area of mental health have no training currently and are not required to in suicide prevention and awareness. So this bill will help change that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bill, Senator from Clay. Percy Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. And a brief explanation at the appropriate time.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 491, introduced by Senator Silvey, an act relating to high school graduation requirements.
Senator from Clay, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just very briefly, Missouri is one of only 14 states that does not allow high school computer science classes to count as either a science or math credit for graduation. You have to count it as an elective. As we put more and more focus on STEM education, I think that offering those as science or math would provide more of an incentive for students to take those courses, and this simply directs the department to figure that into graduation calculation. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew. Purpose to rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple of bills to introduce.
Please send your couple of bills forward.
And no explanation needed for either of them.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 492, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to motor vehicle dealers.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 493, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the appointment of a designated health care decision maker.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 494, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to physicians providing sports medicine services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 495, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to emergency services.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the Fifth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills, no explanation needed.
Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 496, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 497, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the court disclosing certain consequences prior to accepting a guilty plea.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 498, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to truancy.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Without objection, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, we have former State Representative Joe Smith and his son, Benjamin. They are here for merit badge training for the Boy Scouts today, and specifically is the Boy Scout Citizenship in the Nation Marriage Badge. So I would ask two things. One, that the Senate make them feel welcome, and two, that Benjamin be made page for the day without compensation.
The son will be made page for the day, and I might also, for the body to know, that I had the privilege of serving with Representative Joe Smith in the House of Representatives. So would the chamber please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 23rd. Introduction of bills. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of bills. And we'll send it forward.
Please send your bill forward.
And assisted by the page of the day, who will receive compensation from the senator from the 23rd. And no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 499, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood alcohol or drug content.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Nation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 500, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the Fifth, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have with me a good friend. Her name is Sandra Sobrana. Her husband is with her as well. This is her first time testifying before the committee in the Senate. So without further ado, if you can just give her a round of applause for her courage, please.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from the Fifth here in the chamber today. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
And no explanation will be necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 501, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to pharmacist vaccine protocol.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. I was trying to check your peripheral vision. I have two bills here.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 502, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to insurance holding companies engaged in agricultural operations.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 503, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the designation of a state 9/11 coordinator.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of more bills from the Senator from Boone. What purpose do you rise?
President, I have one bill, and then I have one other bill.
Senator, please send your one bill and your other bill forward, please.
No explanation is necessary. Thank you,
Thank
Mr.
you,
President.
Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 504, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 505, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to taxation.
Introduction of bills. Seeing none. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move the appointment of Letitia Tigg as a member of the St. Louis Board of Election Commissioners, appearing on page 358 of the Senate Journal Monday, February the 27, 2017, be returned to the governor per his request. The withdrawal letter from the governor has been distributed and is on the senator's desk.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Newton. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Newton, you are recognized to close on that motion.
I close.
Senator from Newton is closed on the motion. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. The appointment will be sent back to the governor per his request. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess to 2 p.m. this day. Does any senator desire... I'm sorry. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.